Scott Pye, congratulations on your victory today. Can you talk me through your race?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was going to be all about the start. Obviously, with the spray and the rain, it's difficult to overtake and get close to the car in front. But, you know, Kevin and I made very similar starts. Thanks to the staggered grid, though, you know, I led into turn one and got to command the race from there. For me, it was just about keeping my head down. I knew we were quick in the wet. Brands Hatch earlier in the year, when it rained, I was feeling confident, but unfortunately, I was midfield and there's nothing I could do. So to be on the front row today, obviously, there's a lot of pressure with Kevin and Felipe right behind me, but, you know, I kept my head down and did what I knew I could and drove away.
Excellent. Looking to this afternoon, are you confident of repeating the success?
Well, I start P11 this afternoon, but I think our pace in that one, you know, at the end, I was really just cruising along and trying to maintain my gap. But obviously, I'm going to be pushing quite hard today, driving aggressive, and I'll be trying to come through for another podium or a win.
Congratulations on your second place today. Can you talk me through your race?
Oh, it was very good. I mean, didn't have a perfect start, but anyway, that was not the biggest problem because I was struggling the first lap to find the grip on the car, on the tires. And at this point, the front two cars were already gone. So once I start getting the heat on the tires, then I start catching up both of them. But once I saw Kevin doing a mistake, that was my chance to get over, to get past him. And I did it well. And then after that, it was just a matter of bringing the car home, taking those points that they mean a lot for me now. And because Scott was already too far to being catch, so I prefer just to stay on the track and finish second. So it was good.
Thinking about the championship this afternoon, heading into the third race, how are you feeling about taking the championship victory?
It will mean a lot for me. I mean, I don't want to delay that. If it's possible to do it now, I will do it, because I prefer to guarantee it now. And let's see, if the weather stays like that, will be another difficult race, difficult to finish a race, but let's see, I'll do my best.
Toro, congratulations on your Rookie Cup win today. Can you talk me through your race?
It was really a difficult track. It's the first time I drove in a wet condition this track, so it's everything is new. And a fast flying lap, I mean, it's all sprays come where I couldn't see anything, just a white, you know what I mean? It's nothing I can see it. I just like guessing where about a corner, where I'm turning, where everything is guessing. But I learned a couple laps, and then, and the pace is getting better, especially the fast section. It was a really slow section, I was quicker. I can catch up the other champion class cars, but in the middle sector and the last sector, which is including any high speed corners, which is I couldn't do anything. They have more downforce and different suspensions, so they have more grips, so I couldn't do anything. But the pace was good. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, if I could, I really like to do rain race in next race as well.
So, looking to this afternoon, you're confident of another victory?
Yeah, of course. I would like to catch up any other champion class cars in next race, because it's a really long race. So, looking forward.